Here to judge.
Welcome to Here to Judge, where we scour the internet to dissect dilemmas and decide who's to blame. Here to judge today is me, Layla Navabi.
Me, Priya Hall.
And me, Robin Morgan.
Would I be the asshole if I didn't tell my sister her new boyfriend is an old fling of mine? So if you ever doubt that small towns are fucking hell for dating, look no further than what has happened to me. I'm a 28-year-old woman and my sister is 26. My sister recently brought her new boyfriend round to a family dinner to let us all meet him. It was driving me nuts as for the life of me, I could not place where I knew him from. And it was more than the generic, I've probably seen you around town way. So when my sister went to grab something and it was just me and her new boyfriend, I asked him if we knew each other from somewhere and he reminded me that we'd met 3 years ago, which is when I realised who he was. I'd had a fling with him for a few days, back when I was smart enough to start travelling out of town for my flings to avoid any future issues. Seems I didn't start that practice early enough, as here we are. My sister really likes this guy, and I know that if she knew I'd been there first, so to speak, it would ruin it for her. But if I don't tell her, I risk being an arsehole or leading her to being upset if she finds out. I feel like I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place. Would I be the arsehole if I kept my lips sealed on this?
I hate that saying, because I don't know what it means.
Which
between
saying?
A rock and a hard place. Why did that? What does that mean? Like, what? I know what it means, but why?
Wait.
Like, surely it'd be worse to be stuck between a rock and then another rock.
Sure, it depends what type of
What's
hard place.
What's a hard place?
It's a rock, isn't it?
It's got to be a rock.
It's like it's
You're
like
stuck between two rocks.
Synonym for rock, yeah. It's just sort of like, but I guess it would make a. It would seem less poetic if you said, "I'm stuck between a hard place and a hard place." Because then you'd be like, do you know any words?
Oh, you could say, I'm stuck between a rock and then another rock.
Yeah, I feel like a rock.
I feel like a rock in between two other rocks.
I feel like gravel.
That's the Welsh Katy Perry. Do you ever feel like a little...
like a spot of gravel.
Catherine Perry.
Catherine Perry. Spot of gravel.
What would you do if this was, if you were in this position?
As in, like, so I'd, so my brother or sister had brought someone home and I'd slept with their partner and I couldn't place them. I don't know, I mean, I'm the wrong person to be speaking about this. I can't imagine sleeping with someone and not remembering who they are.
You've said that like we were the sort of people.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm so glad we have representatives from that community.
I'm speaking to two pieces of gravel here. And...
I also feel that way, personally. I mean,
I feel like I'd remember a face in that context.
Mm.
But you know what? Some people wouldn't.
That involves looking at them.
Okay.
Seeing their faces.
Sure.
That could be unappealing, depending on the situation.
Sure.
But the boyfriend knows, right? The boyfriend is clearly...
Wait, did the boyfriend say, this is how I know
you? Like, it was 3 years ago, but like didn't want to say,
God,
I banged you 3 years ago. So he's very aware. So surely he would have been aware beforehand. Like, it would have been like, do you have siblings type thing? Surely that conversation has come up before this meeting.
I think you've got to tell your... Again, why is this come up again? You don't want to be igloo sisters with your sister.
Oh, yeah, that's too much.
It's too late.
It's too late.
It is too late.
But you don't want to be, like, double, like, igloo sister. You don't want to be igloo wives.
Oh, God, you wouldn't want to be igloo wives. I think I'd feel really uncomfortable shedding that, light on that information. I think the only thing worse than being igloo sisters with your sister... is knowing.
Being between a rock and another rock.
And a rock and another rock.
Being an igloo gravel.
Being in between a cock and the same cock.
Cock and a hard place. That's it, isn't it? It's cock and a hard place.
A cock and a rock.
Cock and a hard rock. Is this a different podcast, what we normally do? This feels like something
I don't know who this character is. I feel like we have alter egos who are, like, very, very Welsh indeed.
I feel like when we go on a proper tour, you know?
Yeah.
Like the Here to Judge memo tour.
We should keep just our very, very Welsh characters for the most English place you could possibly imagine. And go, Kent,
great.
And do our Welshest characters, but not break character ones.
Well,
they
Matt
love
Watson.
That, though. They... They think that's like Gavin and Stacey. They're like, oh, look at this.
They'd be like, oh, and they all charming with their rocks and their gravel and their bangers. I just can't get over. I've listened to that bit. I've listened to you do that bit again and again. About, oh, we haven't got any bangers.
I genuinely want to become like the voice of Richmond sausages. Is that dare I dream too high?
What do you think?
I think I would like to imagine I would tell my sister, but if I was in this situation, I would rather fake my own death, disappear and never speak to my sister or her boyfriend ever again. That's what I do.
I think it's gross to be, I really like the thought of, I don't understand people who have the same taste in like partners as their siblings.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not because I have two heterosexual sisters. That is just, I also.
Okay.
Can't, like, I know that my two other sisters have completely different tastes in men as well.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get what you
How do you
from.
Feel, Robin? Because you've got a brother.
I don't think, I think she should tell her sister. There's bound to be a way of doing it sensitively, because if she doesn't, then it's going to come out eventually. Because other people will know they got together, surely. And it's just going to get messy.
Yeah, like there's two people in that family now that hold that information. And imagine being the sister and finding out like 10 years down the line.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, imagine like when they're married or whatever. Like down.
Imagine holding your nephew and looking it in the face and going...
I fucked your dad.
I fucked your dad.
And I'd do it again.
I can't imagine saying that, I'm personally, for sure.
Oh, God.
You saying that like I shot the sheriff? I fucked your dad. But I didn't fuck your granddaddy.
That is so funny. No, you've got to bite the bullet and tell her. You have to.
I think morally you have to. I don't think I would be able to. Again, I think I would just fake my death and leave.
Sure.
Rather than have that
sort
of conflict.
No, you would. You would.
Oh, no, I simply would no longer have a sister. Sorry to her. I'd go. I'd be gone. Bye-bye. The asshole for telling my classmate that any dumb blonde can play her in a movie. I'm 16, a girl, and I'm biracial. My mum is Japanese and my dad is American of mostly Scandinavian descent. I look vaguely Asian, but most people don't know that about me until I mention it.
Oh, that sounds dreamy.
One of my classes will have...
Do you ever think, oh, to be white passing?
White passing.
Anyway. Yeah. Alexa, tell me I'm white passing.
Don't
that's
say
why,
that, it'll pick my
that's
it'll pick
why
that
I
up.
Want Alexa.
Don't say that. Anyone listening at home, like, we'll get a really bigoted Alexa. Right? Code mode activated.
One of my classes was having an icebreaker session where we were asked, who would you like to see play you in a movie about your life? My classmates' answers were pretty A-list celebrities like Tom Holland, Anna Taylor-Joy, and Zendaya. When it got to my turn, I said Maisie Williams. I know the last season of Game of Thrones sucked, but I love her as Arya Stark. Plus, we're both pretty short and share a similar face shape, hairstyle and eyebrows. My classmate Chris told me I should consider picking an Asian actress instead. I said no, because why should I? We got into this really dumb argument where she said that Asian actresses are marginalised in Hollywood, so I should consider picking someone of my ethnicity instead. Yeah. And I'm all, excuse me? Don't get me wrong, I'm immensely proud of my Japanese heritage, but let's be real here, I don't know of many Japanese-American actresses. Most Asian actors look a lot more Asian than me. I can't think of an Asian actress who looks like my Japanese Scandi butt. Okay? Not to mention, it's pretty unfair that by Chris's logic, I should settle for an unknown actor due to my background, whereas my friends get to pick actual celebrities. Chris kept insisting that I had to pick an Asian actress. I'm not proud of myself, but I snapped at her and in the heat of the moment, I said something like, easy for you to say, you can get any dumb blonde actress to play you. I don't have that privilege. Chris was really upset and left the classroom. My friends are sticking by me, but the rest of our classmates think that I took it too far. Chris says I really hurt her feelings, but here's the thing. I've had to deal with all kinds of questions about what the hell I am for as long as I can remember. I've been hurt in ways that I'm sure Chris will never understand. I don't want to apologise, but our classmates are giving me grief over implying that she is a, quote, dumb blonde, and say I should still apologise. So, Am I the asshole for implying that my classmate should be played by any dumb blonde in a movie? I feel like the title does not encapsulate all of the intricacies of that, right?
No, that's very intricate. Yeah. Do we sit here now and say who would play us in a biopic of our lives? Because
that would make sense.
I mean, you played you in a biopic of your life.
Yes, so I will only play myself.
Yeah, I don't know any Welsh-Iranian actors.
No one can tell the difference. Would you play me?
No, I wouldn't, actually. Too short.
True.
I'd play both of you. Don't worry. It's fine.
Oh, thanks, mate.
You're very welcome.
Who would play you, Robin?
Glyn Wise from Big Brother.
Oh my god, not this again. You don't... No.
Tom Jones. Alan Wynne Jones.
Who would you like want to play? Like who captures your essence?
Who captures my essence?
Yeah.
I mean, they're all long dead Victorian vaudeville. No one's capturing my essence anytime soon.
Laurel and Charlie Chaplin.
Charlie Chaplin.
I actually think he'd do a really good job.
It would smash
it. Stick a little bob on him.
Say what you will for Charlie Chaplin, he was talented.
Charlie Chaplin with a bob.
Who would play him?
I don't know. Who would play me? I think like Bill and Ben the Flower Pot Man.
Oh my god, yes.
In a trench coat.
I'm not sure. I was thinking they could alternate out like they do with twins when they play babies.
Off of like Equity Law.
Yeah, because they'd get tired. They're so small.
The Flower Pot Man.
I think I've got the energy of Bill and Ben the Flower Pot Man. Do you remember what they look like?
No.
I think like they're not brown, but I think they look like I feel like that's like my if people ask me like how I identify like gender wise, I'd say Bill and Ben the Flower Pot Man.
I love that you've had to clarify that Bill and Ben the Flower Pot Man aren't brown.
They're terracotta, aren't they?
Oh, that one from Tots TV.
Oh my god, yes.
Actually, no, they are brown.
They are.
No,
oh my god. This is us.
Oh my god, that is us. What the hell?
Oh my god, genuinely, they're wearing docks. I dressed like this earlier this week.
We do look like that. I think I look like Bill and Ben.
Yeah, we've got a little beanie on. Yeah. We love a beanie.
Yeah. Robin?
I'm just posting a little picture in the chat.
Go on.
I thought that's us three.
That is the Here to Judge podcast.
That is 100%. We don't need to get photos taken together. It's already been
done.
That is exactly us. Which one are you? I know exactly which one you are.
I'm this one.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
I'm the one with like the wonky eye that's trying the best.
That's amazing.
So funny. That is so funny. Beth Bombers needs to tweet that. That is the funniest thing I've ever seen. That should be a cover photo on Twitter.
Yeah, it should. Amazing.
That is what we are. That's us.
Just doing their best.
What that flower? I've never seen anything. That is that flower.
What am I? A sunflower?
Yeah, you're a sunflower.
Yeah.
With an upside down
and
pot.
And we're just flower pot creatures.
Flower pot men.
I seem quite stationary. Like, it feels like I'm just there in between two pots.
No, yeah, actually, I think you're, like, floating around like this.
You dance about, but you can't move around, I remember, off of the actual show.
Am I one of those ones, do you know those things that, the flower pots that, like, move when they hear music? From the 90s.
I don't think the sunflower moves, so what would happen is Bill and Ben would run past and then the sunflower would chip in.
Oh, that sounds about right.
That feels right.
I'll just sort of be a beer constant in the middle and just go, like...
They come and visit for bang.
Yeah.
Yeah. I shout bangers, then you have a nice day. That seems fair.
What do you think of this ethically? I don't know. It's a tricky situation. I don't know if I had a child and they came home and said this to me, I don't know what I'd say to them.
I think it doesn't matter, and I think that her friend making it matter is a very white privilege-y move.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's so that.
It's
it?
Like a dog with a bone, right? And you're like, it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that about chapter art.
Yeah.
I had this conversation the other day. We had, basically, a lot of white people say to me like, God, chapter's just not brown enough. Like, it's just so exclusionary to brown people, da da da. And then I'm like, I actually really love it there because I'm queer and I felt like the sort of queer space that existed when I was younger in Cardiff. So can you stop telling me what is, and like you're not a horse in this race.
Mm.
You're not even like a racer. You're not even in. You're literally not even what are you doing? go away. That's what this is. That's what our girl's done.
Yeah. Yes, that's
We've all had this, haven't we? Where white people have gone...
But no, tell me how bad it is. Tell me how bad it is to be brown. And you're like, will you just fuck off?
Fuck off and let me be Maisie Williams. Yeah.
I realised who is the arsehole here when I realised that Chris with a K was a lady and therefore like a Kardashian. I was like, no.
Yes.
Easy.
Yeah. Yes.
Is that her real name? Chris Jenner. Is that her real name?
Oh, Chris? I don't know. What on the...
Was that the name they've given her?
Like a pseudonym for...
Am I think it's the real one.
They haven't
the real Chris Jenner.
Clarified.
I think Chris Jenner is now in like 8th grade.
I think this person's done themselves dirty by using dumb blonde.
Yeah, but that's unnecessary. But it's the same kind of thing as like calling gammon is a racist term. Mm. You know, it's that same energy, isn't it? Dumb blonde is just as bad as any other racial slur.
Yeah,
is it?
Yeah. No, it's not.
Mm. It's just given this Chris character. An in to act upset and make it all about them.
How are you spelling character?
With 6 Ks.
Sure. Double the KKK.
Three at the start, three in the middle.
Yeah, sure.
Nice.
Not the asshole.
Not the asshole.
It's my opinion.
Yeah,
not the asshole. Chris is the asshole, always is.
Ooh. Hi, this is Ailey from Here to Judge. Please leave us a review if you like this podcast. If you don't, Robin and Priya will leave and the rest of the podcast will just be me doing this. Do it now. A nice review. Actually, I don't actually care what kind of review it is. Say what you like. Thank you.
Here to judge.
Am I the arsehole for screenshotting someone's NFT? Someone at my school is really into NFTs. I don't know what NFT is.
It's those weird little ape photos, pictures. No?
Okay.
It's like imagine owning like a shiny Pokemon card.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Got you.
But it's digital.
No? But basically people spend like millions of pounds or dollars on these NFTs. Like, so you own that photo, but you can just screenshot the photo because all these people who buy them are fucking idiots.
Okay, got you.
It's insane.
Okay. He has spent $650 on them and one of his NFTs cost $300. It's some cartoon meme monkey. The monkey looked kind of funny, so I screenshotted it and made it my Skype profile. My school uses Skype to communicate with each other and we have a Skype group chats for all our classes and clubs. He's got really pissed and saying how it was his legal intellectual property and that I need to delete his screenshot or he'll sue me. I told him he needs to stop being stupid and cringe. He was raging in our maths class group chat. Other people started screenshotting his other NFTs and posting the screenshots in the chat. He was spamming the chat with curse words until the admin of the group kicked him out. He came back a bit later and was raging again. He raged in my DMs and I would just respond back with more screenshots of his NFTs. He said he'll talk to the principal later. I told him he's a giant baby. I heard he was actually crying over this. Am I the arsehole?
Mm. Not the arsehole, that is funny.
That is funny.
That's funny.
Is it bullying?
It got to the point where it felt like it was bullying at the end of it.
Yeah, I suppose. The addition of the crying at the end.
We all know that Priya was a bully at school.
I was not a bully at school.
Were you a bully?
Yes, you were. You called someone bird flu.
Everyone called it bird flu. We can't keep this in here.
Yes, you can. You've said bird flu before. You've done it before. You've not had a problem talking about bird flu before.
Oh, who was bird flu?
It was a girl in my school who had ringworm in year 7, and it was around the time avian flu was in vogue. And because it was one infectious disease, we named her after another. And when I say we, I was not involved in naming her at all.
You're a creative person.
For the rest of the time she was in school was bird flu.
You're a writer.
Wasn't there someone else called Egg?
Yeah, there was one called Egg as well, because we were in cooking class once, and one of the boys piped up and said, doesn't he kind of look like an egg? And then he got called Egg for the rest of the time he was in school. He didn't look like an egg. He did a bit. He didn't. Please don't keep this in.
I enjoy those.
Keep it in. Go on. Look, we've all said bad things on this podcast.
Look, if I get sued by bird flu.
I thought you meant the disease.
Well, you can call a bird Sue.
What's her name, Sue?
Bird flu sued you. No, but if she sues you, then you can call a bird Sue.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But I... You can keep it in, fuck it. Yeah. What's Ben Folk
gonna
do?
What are you gonna fucking do?
You can keep it in, and this guy's not an asshole, all right? Yeah. It's hard to be a kid. Sometimes you've got to deal with it.
I've changed my vibe. You're the asshole, listener.
I think bullying did me really good as a child.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I'd still have a fringe.
Sure, I wasn't bullied enough, and I still sometimes cut in a fringe.
Don't do it. I'll stop bullying you.
All of my friends used to call me Dora the Explorer, but I took it as a compliment instead of the bullying that it was.
I am inquisitive.
She's a go-getter.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
I got an A in Spanish. Fuck it.
Because of Dora the Explorer.
Because of Dora the Explorer and Handy Manny. Yeah. It wasn't fucking because of my teacher, Mrs. Williams. Senora Williams.
You're really throwing names out.
Why are all your teachers Williams?
Because, Wales.
Isn't that what your drama teacher was called as well?
No, his name was Mr. Davis, and he is married to my dentist.
Isn't that funny?
Who is called Mrs. Williams.
Actually, Mr. Actually, let's not keep all of these names in.
You're throwing out so many pieces of your life.
There's no need.
The only way we could get Priya to go to the dentist was to find her a twink who would be her dentist.
Yep. A twentist?
Among my people.
A twentist. She was like, I'm only letting a gay man look at my teeth.
I mean, I feel like that's not a direct quote.
That is. And also, I agree that you should just only let queer people have anything to do with anything. What?
Oh, that's the end of the sentence.
Why have I been kicked out of the podcast? What's going on?
Bye, Robin. No.
One of my best friends, we went on our other friend's stag do, and we were all dressed as Mario Kart's characters, and he came as Waluigi, which is like the purple overalls one, like the anti-Luigi
one.
And someone called him the Fat Controller, and we found it really funny. And he's not fat. We called him the Fat Controller because he looked like a train guard. And then we looked at a picture of the Fat Controller on like the second day from Thomas Tank Engine, and he's just a man in a black suit and a bowler hat, like the opposite of what this man was looked like. And we just called him the Fat Controller for the rest of the 4-day weekend because it was so anti what it should have been. And it feels like
it was like the opposite of Waluigi.
Yeah. Which is Luigi.
Waluigi is actually the antithesis of the Fat Controller and not. He actually should be called Walla Fat Controller.
Walla Fat Controller?
Yeah, exactly.
What sound does Waluigi make?
Waluigi.
That really surprised me. It was really enjoyable.
Isn't it? He goes, Waluigi.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm never saying.
Ew.
Yeah.
Oh, lush. There we are. What
are you having for pasta?
Gnocchi.
Gnocchi. We're having gnocchi de patata.
That sounds really nice.
Patat. There's no potato in it.
Yeah, but it's gnocchi.
Have you had Rogue Welsh cakes before? It's Beth Granville's brother Joe's company. I ordered some yesterday,
and I ate all
of the cheese and leek ones, and my son was distraught when I bought one. So then he was so sad today that I ate the last one that I made him for his dinner, like a cheese and leek fucking bake thing, and he refused to eat
it. Oh my god!
So I'm gonna snack on that now.
Oh my god,
that's good parenting.
Is it, or is it me desperately trying to be friends with my child who is 4, and I will continue that? I'm going to be like Amy Poehler in Mean Girls. So
I think that's good parenting.
So desperate to be cool and the friend of my child that I will destroy them as a human.
No boundaries. That's
fine, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the way it should be. It's not your job to put boundaries in for your kids.
No, exactly.
That's school's job.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Parents.
It's your job to ruin their life.
Yeah. Oh, no, we're doing that. Big time. Do we need to wrap something up?
Yeah, this NFT one. Not the asshole, I think is funny.
Yeah, me too. Ooh, sorry.
NFT, not SARS, bye. Here to judge. Here to judge.
Here to judge. This has been a Little Wonder production. Music from Rodri Viney. Logo artwork from Sam Roberts. Voice from Melanie Walters. With special thanks to Beth Forrest, Steve Pickup, Sam Roberts, Henry Widdicombe, and Joe Williams. Other podcasts from Little Wonder include I Wish I Was an Only Child and Welcome to Spooktown. Subscribe now on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.